What about a person who's supposed to bring bad luck?
Well?
What about a person who's supposed to bring bad luck?
I don't know. I never have seen one.
Okay. I don't believe in those either.
No, sir.
Now, what do you call a child whose parents are not married?
What would you call it? I'll ask you that question. I'd call him what he is.
And what's that?
A bastard.
Okay. And what do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
What's that?
The place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial.
A dead person?
Mm-hmm.
Where they're taking, preparing, yeah. I'd call it a mortuary.
Okay. And what's the box or the case that they're put in?
A casket.
Okay. And where do they put the casket? I mean, where do they bury him?
In the ground.
What's that piece of ground called?
I'll say they put most of them in the ground.
Okay.
There's some that's put on top of the ground.
How's that?
I can go show you a grave that is marble. The vault is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sealed.
Above ground.
And it's all above ground.
Huh.
Of course, that marble is set in the ground with the casket sitting. Sitting on a marble floor.
What's the place where all these graves are?
Cemetery.
Okay. What do you call flowing water? That is not a lake that's still, but water that's running, but it's smaller than a stream.
I call that a spring.
Excuse me, smaller than a river. Hello? Okay. And flat grassy country down by the seacoast?
We call it water grass.
Okay. And over the shoulders to hold your pants up?
Suspenders.
Okay, and ham gravy?
Red-eyed gravy.
Okay, or?
Oh, ham gravy.
And liquid burned in lamps?
Kerosene.
And the hog with the thin body and the long snout?
Razorback.
Okay, and the soreness between the toes?
A ground itch.
Okay, and homemade whiskey?
White lightning or moonshine or stump rum.
And cheap whiskey?
I just call it cheap whiskey.
Okay. And what the children like to play with?
Toys.
Okay. And then we're at where the words change. Talking about buying groceries. Have they already been? Okay, yes, I.
Bought them yesterday.
Okay. And eating apples. Have the apples already been?
Eaten.
Okay. Yes, I already.
Eat it.
Ate it. Okay. Drinking coffee. Has the coffee been?
Drank.
Okay, and oh yes, I already
drank.
And if we're talking about climbing trees, has the tree already been
climbed?
Okay. Oh yes, the little boy already
climbed.
And if we're talking about doing some work, has that work already been
done? Already been done.
Okay. And oh yes, they already
did it yesterday.
Okay. And if we're talking about dragging a stump out, has the stump already been
dragged?
Okay. And oh yes, they already
dragged it.
Okay. If we're talking about riding a horse, has the horse already been
ridden?
Oh yes, somebody already
rode it.
Ringing a bell, has the bell been
rang?
Okay. Oh yes, they already
rang.
And the rising of the sun, has the sun already
already risen?
Okay. Oh yes, it
arose.
And diving into a lake, has he already
dove?
Oh yes, he
dove in yesterday or dived either one.
And children growing up, have they already
grown up?
Okay. Oh yes, they
grew up.
Okay. And if I asked you how old you are,
I'd say 62.
Okay. How would you put it in a whole sentence?
I say yes, I'm 62. I'm 62.
Okay. And if I asked, are you tired? You might say, oh no,